Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio or its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Get ready for Let's Just Talk with Katherine Riker, sponsored by A Private Place, Air Power Foundation, The Back Whale, Dan Perkins, author and commentator, Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Don Greco, author, IDI Dentistry, Dr. James Butler, I Hear Medical, I Marketing, Web Design and Web Hosting, Next Stage, Pucker Urban Farm Products, a nutritional division of Integrated Healthcare Solutions, Skip Kenny Barbecue Sauce and Rub, Ultimate Air Shuttle, and Vital, Veterans in Defense of Liberty.org. On W4CY.
Hi, this is Katherine Riker of Let's Just Talk. You know, during the holidays, it can be stressful. And we have with us today Travel Girl Stephanie Oswald, an editor-in-chief of Travel Girl magazine. And she's going to provide helpful trips and top trends for stress-free, relaxing, and memorable holiday travel season. And we're all in it now, and everybody's going crazy. Welcome to our show this morning. How are you today?
Thanks for having me, Katherine. Yes, it is holiday survival mode for the travel industry. And I have some tips for you on gift-giving, saving money, and still celebrating far from home, and also how you can upgrade any trip.
Well, you know, it's amazing what, you know, I went on my trip and came back and was sick. So one of the first things I want to say before you even start is make sure you have emergency and you have other things to take with you on a trip or an airplane.
Yes. Well, I bring emergency, I bring airborne, and also Kleenex germ removers in my carry-on.
That's for sure.
Really
right?
Important, especially this time of year. Absolutely.
Because it's kind of snowing, sleeting, and raining today, and it's kind of icky out here in Cincinnati. So tell me, what are your best tips for holiday travel?
Well, as you know, we're celebrating our 15-year anniversary at Travel Girl Magazine, and so to keep the party going this year, I'm recommending that people give the gift of travel. You know, we want to give people experiences instead of things in our life, and something I've come up with is an idea that you can create your own. It's a DIY project right before the holidays, but real simple. Create your own travel vouchers. So it can be something as simple as this coupon is good for a trip to the local museum, or it could be something as complicated as this is great for a weekend at the beach. You just have to give me a little notice. You have to put those little details in your coupon, but it can be a lot of fun, you know, and you can wrap them up, put them in a pretty gift bag or maybe a scroll and tie a ribbon on it, put it under the tree or next to the menorah. Just a lot of fun and just a great way to give people something to be excited about, looking forward to some kind of a trip, whether it's a staycation or a bigger trip.
Right, and if you're driving, pack things that you can eat along the way in case you get stopped, correct?
Oh, absolutely. You never want to get hangry when you are traveling, so I always recommend, you know, bring the peanuts, bring the dried fruit for mom and dad and for the kids because it's really important. You might think, oh, I'll get something on the plane, but if there's turbulence or you're stuck on the tarmac, you may be stuck there for a while. Or if you're in a traffic jam, that's when you're going to be so glad that you brought those snacks with you. So very, very important.
Extremely important. I remember a trip that I took to Boise, Idaho in the middle of the summertime was 105 degrees. And the long drive, 5.5 drive we had with my friend, my girlfriend, we didn't find anything for 3 hours down the road. So we were pretty hungry by the time we got there. I think we bought everything in sight.
That's where you break the budget, too. And it probably wasn't very tasty either.
Not really. And, you know, it's sometimes you need to pull off the road and think about it. You know, if you, especially with kids, don't let them get hungry. Why, Stephanie?
Because if they're hungry, they're gonna end up bugging you, and they're gonna get cranky, and nobody wants a cranky kid, whether it's on the plane or in the back seat of the car.
So let's talk about those survival trips tips.
Sure.
Now.
Well, now if someone is asking me, sorry, if there is still time to plan a trip. I mean, we're almost to December this weekend. It's hard to believe the year's flown by so fast. But the good news is there's still time to plan a getaway for the holidays. If you want to celebrate far away, really give yourself a vacation. And Catherine, I'm really excited about a deal that we found. It is at three beautiful locations in Mexico. So right over the border, easy trip. And we're talking unlimited luxury where everything is included. Beachfront accommodations, gourmet dining, top shelf spirits, and activities for the whole family, or a romantic getaway, depending on what you're looking for, maybe even a solo trip if you want to treat yourself. But it's Reflect Resorts and Spas, and the best news is that if you go online to their website, reflectresorts.com, between now and December 20th, you can book a trip and save 50% on your room. So half off.
Okay, so let's talk about that website again. Very slowly, would you repeat it?
Sure. ReflectResorts.com.
Reflect Resorts.
Yes, reflect, like what we all want to do when we're on vacation, walking on the beach, reflect on our life. And what a great time to go, because you can make your plans for the new year, think about those New Year's resolutions, and reflect on all the great things you did last year. So go there. And again, the 50% off, plus you get a $400 voucher that can be used at the spa or maybe on an excursion. So really great deal. And those are the types of deals that we're seeing right now in the industry, flash sales that can make a big difference in your travel budget.
Okay. And so what other suggestions do you have, outside of the United States? What about inside of the United States?
Sure. Well, you know, closer to home, a Travel Girl favorite, another Travel Girl favorite is Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, where 60 miles of coastline are waiting. And they have some great winter deals as well, up to 30% off, some super perks at different dining establishments, and you can always find something to do there, whether it's golf or theater or comedy shows or just walking on the beach, because, you know, I always say any day that starts with a walk on the beach is a good one.
another really helps a lot.
And then another favorite, which I know is one of your favorites as well, New Orleans, my hometown. I got to give a shout out, because this year, for the third year in a row, we are hosting Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve, and we are the central time zone base. So if you're watching, if you can't get there, you can watch it on TV. But the fleur-de-lis drops instead of the Big Apple, or instead of the Crystal Ball. But depending on where you go in the country, you know, there's so much happening at New Year's. But New Orleans is definitely a great option if you're looking for something fun in a city that is really fun and not freezing.
Not freezing, especially not freezing. But if you want to stay around, your area and just treat your husband to do something, what do you suggest?
Well, there are so many great light shows this time of year, and we're seeing new ones. And look online at the Tourism Board website for your own hometown. Usually the museum, sometimes the zoo, a big city park, they have all these beautiful light shows. And I think whether it's, you know, it can be very romantic to just maybe have a glass of champagne and stroll through a park looking at the beautiful lights, or go grab a cup of coffee. Or if you do have the whole family, you know, it's really fun to get everybody in and maybe sing some holiday songs and just take advantage of this. I mean, it's such a great time of year. Even the airports are dressed up for the holidays this time of year. So whether you're driving through your own hometown or flying, it's just important to kind of get in the spirit and remember to be grateful for all those modern joys of travel.
Yeah, that's a great idea. So let's talk about when you finally decided that you're going to do something and it's never too late. And I started looking because I'm probably not doing New Orleans this year. And so I think I'm going to stay right around here somewhere, but mm-hmm. in a gorgeous hotel, or maybe even, you know, do a cave, because caves during the wintertime actually are really fun, and they're, you know, year-round, they're the same degree, so it's not too bad.
Mm-hmm. That could be very interesting, and I think it's important to point out, you know, I'm a huge fan of the national parks, but there are also some great state parks, and getting to know what is in your own backyard. I've been doing some exploring around New Orleans as well, and there's some beautiful plantation homes. Homus House and Gardens is one of my favorite places, too, where during the holidays, you just get to see these amazing historic estates, and then they've got beautiful trees. I've never seen trees more gorgeous, and the ornaments.
Did you see the ones that Mrs. Trump actually has in the White House? They're red.
No,
they're
but I bet gorgeous. They're gorgeous.
Oh. They're gorgeous.
I would love to see
that. I mean,
that.
If you're going to Washington, D.C., and you get a chance to see D.C. in the wintertime, it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Same way as New York, right?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, let's face it. Nothing beats New York City. And the tree was lit last night at Rockefeller Center. I mean, this is just, I'm actually coming up here in a couple of weeks, and I'm going to bring my niece and my kids and just give them a chance to see the windows. I mean, walking through New York, there's nothing like that at the holidays.
Mm-hmm. That's for sure.
And maybe catch a show, too.
So now, you know, there's a lot of deals even with Ultimate Air Shuttle and all the other groups that are out there with flights. I'm noticing that on everything from Frontier to Allegiant to everybody else, they're having sales like crazy. Is that true or not?
Well, flash sales have been more than we've ever seen before in the airline industry this year. What I recommend there is to make sure that your preferred airline has your information, whether it's your cell number for texts or your email address, because a lot of times that's how you're going to find out about those deals. I know that Delta fills my mailbox with deals that come to me first because I'm a frequent flyer, and not, you know, I think they do go out to the masses eventually, but depending on where you are in the pecking order, if you are a frequent flyer and you're linked in with your company, you're going to get those deals before everyone else. So that can be positive.
And
also, even if you are flying, I have to say, you get comfortable when you're flying with the same company all the time, which I love, but every once in a while, it's good to go to a bigger website like Expedia or Kayak and just check to make sure you've got the lowest price. Because sometimes, as we've talked about, when a new airline, say, like when British Airways started flying direct from New Orleans to London, they had a lot of great fares. And whenever you see a situation where an airline is starting a new route, you're going to get a great deal. So that's a great way, too, to do a little research, find out when there's a new route starting somewhere, and that might give you the opportunity to try something different and save some money.
You know, and then when you're going to the airport and you have children or your grandchildren or your husband or somebody that has a disability or whatever, think about how to pack, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You want to make sure, I mean, pack light. I always say, usually you can buy it there. The only things that you really, really need are your ID, access to cash, and anything that is prescription related, whether it's drugs that you need for a medical condition or eyeglasses or contacts. So other than that, you can pretty much replace it. But something else to consider if you're traveling with someone who's handicapped or elderly, even if they're on the edge of elderly or like had a recent accident and they say, oh, we're fine, get the assistance. It doesn't cost a dime for you to request. It doesn't cost an additional dime for you to request a wheelchair or a cart to get you from one place to another. And if you've been through JFK or Atlanta, you know that you never know whether you're going to be at this terminal or that terminal. And you know, Catherine, that's another tip I have for people. Splurge for the direct flight whenever you can, especially this time of year. That's a gift you should give yourself. That's a logistics upgrade, because you really can give yourself the joy of stress-free travel with fewer stops, because every stop you make is an opportunity for there to be a delay or a disruption. But
that's exactly what happened to me when I was flying. I didn't go direct on the way back,
right?
And I ended up getting sick.
So that's where, yeah, it's really important. And also, again, though, even if you are flying direct, still, if you're on the border, go ahead and request that cart or request a wheelchair. It doesn't cost a dime, and it can really make a big difference. I know when I travel with my parents, even though they tell me, we're fine, we can walk, I always request the wheelchair assist or the cart.
That's for sure, because you don't want, and some of these airports are, when you get there, you find out that it's in another terminal, and they may not
have
the convenience of, you know, the fast trains to get you there.
Yes.
So that's really important when you're taking your parents or whatever. Very important, because it can be really a pain in the, you know what, right?
Absolutely.
You know, a lot of times people pack gifts in their luggage.
Yes. Well, the secret there is, and I always remember back in the day, I won't say what airline, but it's no longer in existence. I don't want to date myself, but I remember packing my entire family's gifts in a bag, and I thought, oh, I'm just going to check this so I don't have to deal with it, and then it was lost for 2 weeks. I had no Christmas presents for anyone, so I will never do that again. That was a long, long time ago, but it's so important for people to put anything that's valuable or can't be replaced quickly in your carry-on. And also, forget about putting your gifts in your luggage. Ship them ahead of time. If you are early enough and you just do ground shipping, it's really not that expensive. And if you're going to be having to pay for a checked bag anyway, it's really the same deal to go ahead and ship it ahead of time. And, I mean, if you're organized enough to have everything in order, you can save yourself some money and some hassle, because the less you have to fly with, the better.
Actually, and people, you know what, it really drives me crazy. People load up those planes with, you know, and it's, like you said, you can ship your clothes ahead. You can do lots of different things to make it simple for you.
Yes.
And I'll tell you what, when I got on the last plane, I couldn't believe how much stuff people carry on their backs and everywhere else. And I thought, and a lot of these airlines only allow you one carry-on or whatever, right?
Right. Well, and usually it's one carry-on and one personal item.
Yeah, but those personal or those carry-ons sometimes are so big, I can't even believe it. And then they stuff it underneath the seat or whatever, and you can't move. So make sure that, especially when you're going on these airlines where you have to pay for an extra seat or whatever,
right,
that you get something that's comfortable. Get out there and look for it, right?
Yes, yes, absolutely. And be wary of airlines that nickel and dime you for bringing on carry-ons and stuff. That's one of my pet peeves. Yes. Yes, I think it's really important too, just to not pack the kitchen sink. And remember, even if you can't buy it, you can borrow it. Like if you're going up north and you live in the south, borrow a winter coat from one of your relatives for a week or however long you're going to be there, rather than packing everything in your suitcase. If you're traveling with kids, borrow a stroller when you get there. If depending on their age, when they're little, you want to have the stroller, especially in the airport when they're tiny infants. But if they're toddlers and you're just using it mostly for your destination, borrow one when you get there, or pick one up at the drugstore for $15. It'll be easier than having to schlep it with you in the airport when the kids want to run and they don't want to ride anyway.
And, you know, we found out last year that if you'd fly on, like we flew on Christmas last year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, flying on the holiday, that's another great tip. Yep, if you want to, usually you can get better deals if you fly on the holiday or off-peak travel. So, again, a logistics upgrade for you. And also a few other little carry-on items I like to remind people if you're flying to bring: essential oils with you, an eye mask, hand cream, face spritzer. These are all little things that fit in your carry-on, in your purse even. You can get tiny sizes of the spritzer and the hand cream, but or even just bring, you know, a hotel hand cream that you picked up the last time you were staying in a hotel. And just have it with you, because when you're sitting on the plane and it's crowded and the kids are screaming and the flight attendant's, you know, going over the loudspeaker and you just want to zone out, you can put on your eye mask and have a sniff of your lavender oil and put your hand cream on and take a deep breath.
Now, if you're driving, shouldn't you plan for the unexpected?
Well, yes, you absolutely should. If you're going to be driving in winter weather, make sure your car is fully equipped. Also, I always tell people, remember, if you're going to road trip, don't take your car to the shop the day before your journey. Do it at least 2 weeks in advance so that if there is a problem, there's plenty of time to fix it. And also, make sure that you've got all your up-to-date paperwork in your car. So whether it's insurance, a copy of your license, it's always nice to have a copy of your license and your passport if you're traveling overseas. But for driving, make sure that all of your paperwork's in order. Make sure you've got a snow brush if you might need it, or a shovel, a little fold-up shovel in the back, and also your AAA numbers and everything else you might need handy just in case.
And the last but not least, which is the most important, is if you are stressed out, what about inhaling and exhaling and not getting upset about stuff?
Yeah, it's not worth it. It is not worth it. Absolutely. That is a great tip to end on. The fact that at the end of the day, pack your common sense and remember to stay sane and just appreciate, as I said, the joys of modern travel, because it's really about enjoying your time with friends and family. So just don't sweat the small stuff. Just enjoy the trip.
Thank you so very much for joining us today on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk. And where is your website so that we can find all these wonderful deals, Stephanie?
Sure, Catherine. Please go to Travel Girl Inc., travelgirlinc.com, and follow me on Twitter. I'll be tweeting out some deals as well, at Travel Girl Steph, Travel Girl STEPH.
And we hope that you have very, very happy holidays. And we'll see you next time on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk. Thank you.
Catherine will be right back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk on W4CY.
Did you know that 1 in 3 American adults are at risk for kidney disease? Major risk factors include diabetes, high blood pressure, family history, or being age 60 or older. Kidney disease often has no symptoms and can go undetected until very advanced and can lead to dialysis or other renal replacement therapies. Talk to your doctor and request a simple urine test that can detect kidney disease. This public service announcement is brought to you by NextStage Medical, Inc., a leading medical technology company focused on advancing renal care. To learn more about kidney disease and treatment options, visit nextstage.com/patients.
Pucker Urban Farm, a subsidiary of Integrated Healthcare Solutions, launched a new product called Mrs. Pucker's Lemon Shots. These all-organic lemon-based drinks provide a wealth of healthy vitamins in a drink. Vitamin P, a powerful flavonoid found in the skin of the lemon. Vitamin C, an antioxidant and immune booster. And D-limonene, a natural fat cleanser found in the oil of the lemon. Drinking Mrs. Pucker's Lemon Shots is like getting the benefits of eating the whole lemon. These powerful drinks help change the acid level of our bodies into a healthier alkaline environment. They help break down our food, flush out toxins, and stimulate the pancreas, improving nutrient absorption in the small intestine. If you're looking for a way to get healthier, this small 4-ounce drink can put you on the right track to feeling and looking better. Check them out today at PuckerUrbanFarm.com. That's PuckerUrbanFarm.com.
Hi, this is Catherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. Our new sponsor, Donald Greco, has completed 4 of the 5 stories in his masterful series called The Youngstown Quintet. Greco's stories are about ordinary people who lead extraordinary lives. His readers are drawn into the stories by his wonderful characters and find themselves transported into Youngstown, Ohio, in various times of the 20th century. And yet the pages seem to turn quickly as the characters lead the reader through the novels. Finally, there are realistic, enchanting love stories that form the backbone of each of the novels in the quintet. All novels are available on Amazon, as well in book form and Kindle. So you can go to Amazon.com for the Youngstown Quintet, or you can go to his website for more information, and that's www.dongreconovels.com. It's a great read.
We're back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker on W4CY.
Hi, this is Catherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. Our next guest is Michelle Owens, attorney and spokesperson for Stop Abusive and Violent Environments. She is a Nashville, Tennessee attorney who's a managing partner at Agee, Owens & Cooper. She focuses on defending male students accused of sexual misconduct under Title IX. Owens is an expert in university Title IX cases. She's actively combating university bias and recently published an article in the Daily Caller revealing how the campus zealots are biasing the system and taking away students' due process rights. Just recently, Education Secretary Betsy DeVos put forth new regulations balancing how universities and colleges handle sexual allegations, assault allegations. Due process deniers and campus zealots immediately lost their minds, claimed that this sets women back, further the rape culture, and many more highly emotional, nonsensical, inflammatory, politically driven drivel. The truth is, I'm not sure if that is so true. So, welcome to our show, Michelle. I'm very excited about having you on our show. And the reason why is that a new organization may be coming forth. And that is that I just went down to Atlanta to do a radio and television show with a pastor named Pastor Seven, who was wrongly accused, falsely accused, of raping a
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Child, and for 2 years fought the system. And there's so many people that are going through this situation that are men that are falsely accused of something that isn't true necessarily.
Well, yeah, thanks for having me. And that is absolutely correct. There are so many false allegations, and the problem is, until recently with the new changes and when Betsy DeVos rescinded the 2011 Title IX guidelines, there was no way for people who were falsely accused to adequately defend themselves because there was no due process. They weren't even allowed to know who their accuser was in some cases, and most of them didn't know the exact situation or time when the alleged event occurred. And most of the cases that I get are people who have been dating or gone out more than once. And so oftentimes there's more than one sexual encounter and they really don't know which one they're being alleged to have assaulted someone in. So it's really hard to defend yourself when you don't even know what the accusation really is.
Or that they don't want to investigate it.
Well, and that's the other problem. There is very little investigation. The Title IX department is its own little, fiefdom within the university. And you report to Title IX. Title IX does the investigation. Title IX makes the decision. So oftentimes you have the same person investigating and deciding the case, which is one of the new changes in the new proposed legislation, is that you can't have this one investigator model where one person does everything. The changes really are just adding due process back in. And, it's crazy. What is due process? It means you get a fair shot at it. You get a fair hearing, a fair, investigation. And, in America, we think that's a given. But on college campuses, it has not been. And it's been, you talk about the pastor. This thing has been spreading to the general public. Part of it is the Me Too movement, and everyone has just jumped on board. And it's now the sexy, hot thing to be, to have been sexually assaulted or molested. If you're one of those women and you can say me too, then you're in the in crowd. And that has, caused a lot higher increase of these reports and false reports, in my opinion.
Well, I have to share this with you because it was so sad. This gentleman was getting a presidential pardon because he had been in prison for many years, started a ministry, and did everything for the homeless for 18 years, created a whole thing, taking no money, working under the bridges of Atlanta, right?
Wow.
And somebody that had lived there years before accused him of raping a child, her daughter. Mm. It never happened. it was never, ever happening because she hadn't even been there during that period of time. So when the police department contacted him to come into the station, right, they said somebody accused him of this, and he said, well, it couldn't have ever happened because she wasn't there during that period of time, okay? And he said, why don't you come and see our facility and what we have? Because for somebody to rape somebody for 6 hours is almost an impossibility for one person.
Yeah.
And number two, everybody, because of the way this thing is built, would have seen everything. So, and she wasn't logged in. And he said, no, I don't care, because you had a criminal past. You are guilty. And put him in jail for...
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's crazy, okay? For 31 days he was in jail. He made bail. They put him in... He couldn't be in his ministry or be around children for 2 years. The case went on for 2 years. And they kept on, having these dismissals of the, going back and back and forth.
And then they appeal it and they keep pushing it.
Right.
Forward, even
though guess what? After he went into the hospital, he almost died, right? And after the seventh time, he just said, God's forsaken me. I don't know what to do, God. Why are you punishing me like this? Anyhow, make a long story short, they went into court again, and the judge dismissed all the charges. They didn't have any evidence. After two years it took.
I believe it, because I have seen that time and time again. If you watch what happened with the Kavanaugh hearing, regardless of, I know people can't separate their political beliefs in this day and age, but if you could, you would see that that was not right, what was happening. He was being accused in the national media and tried before there was ever even a police report filed. I mean, it never went through the criminal justice system.
Right.
The FBI. I mean, it was crazy. That is not supposed to happen. The way that was handled was horrible, and people believed it without even knowing what the truth was.
Do you know the funny part about it? Do you know the funny part about it, Michelle? She had no makeup on. She took all of her stuff down from Facebook and everything else, and she was a contributor to Hillary Clinton. Hello?
Right, I know.
And the best part of this is, if you've been raped, honey, you remember. Everybody else does, and you remember dates and times and all this kind of jazz. It was so put up. I couldn't believe it.
And you don't wait 20 years or 30 or 40 years to bring it up.
No.
And, in colleges, that's what's happening a lot, too, is people bring it up 18 months later, 2 years later.
Right.
And it's usually in some situation where the accuser, who's usually a female, needs to get a better grade on a test. And she says, he's in this class with me, and that's what happened. Or people find out about it, that she slept around, and so she says, I was raped. And that's what happens. And if once you're accused in the college system, it's just an automatic guilt, and then you are in the situation of proving your innocence. And that is so backwards from the way our judicial system is supposed to run that it's ridiculous. It's just, and it sounds okay, because if there really was a rapist, yeah, it's okay to believe the victim, but what about the people who are falsely accused? And until it happens to you or someone you know, you don't realize how devastating it is for no one to even listen to you when you're trying to prove the truth. So that's the reason our system is set up the way it is, so that we aren't putting people in jail or convicting people wrongly and kicking them out of school when they didn't do anything. We want to give them the benefit of the doubt to start with. And you have to do that, because if you don't do it, all of a sudden you're going to have murder, and anything else, any other crime is going to go the way of Title IX, and there will be no due process. And you can't have that.
Hmm. Well, the thing that really bothers me so much, being a mother and seeing some of my friends have this happen to them, or them being raped, a man being raped in college or high school or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or someone, in a harassment situation. I mean, there's so many things that men have to prove so much more than women do in some respects, right? Scary that it, if you're, so when I went down to do this filming with this pastor, I mean, I can't wait for you to see this television show I did with him. I did 5 series of TV shows, and what he's been through. He's in Atlanta, the Seven Bridges to Recovery. That's the name of his organization. And it's sad what happened. I mean, I can't even believe what happened to him. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I do believe it because of what I've seen. I mean, there was a video recently of a nine-year-old, and this woman in a convenience store said that he grabbed her butt. And she used a different word. And he didn't touch her. And they ended up in the end looking at the surveillance video, and they could see that his backpack rubbed against her. And, you know, kids wear these huge backpacks with all their books now, and they stick really far out on their back. And he didn't even know he had bumped into her, much less what part of her body he had touched. And it was totally an accident, and he was exonerated when they looked at the video. But before that happened, it was all over social media. The kid was being investigated. I mean, it was horrible what happened to him, and he's 9 years old. I mean, when we're accusing nine-year-olds of sexual assault, strangers are accusing them in the convenience stores, something is wrong with our society. That is a problem.
I agree. And for what happened to Judge Kavanaugh and his children and his wife, his mother, his family, I watch that. Of course I watch everything. You know, I have to. And I thought to myself, where has our country gone? But yet, we have these weird people out there that all they want to do is to defame someone else and their family because they want to make money or do something else to get benefit by it. What did they all gain? My question.
Well, I mean, I wonder what they gained, and I'm sure they gained something. Whether it was material or not, I don't know, but there was a gain. I mean, you know, public notoriety, for one thing. You know, but a right to a book, you know, a book.
Right.
I mean, something was gained. And, you know, that's the problem with it all. We just need to get back to due process, which the new guidelines, which have a 60-day from, you know, probably a little less than that now, but for people to publicly comment, when those are done and they're put into law and they're effective, I think that they will make a big change because mm-hmm. they're bringing due process back. They've made several changes, like the accuser now gets to confront the accused, gets to confront the accuser. So basically gets to cross-examine her, not himself. He has to have somebody else do it, which is even better because then you can have a lawyer involved and you can actually cross-examine and get to the truth. You know, lawyers are really good at using cross-examination. It's a very, very good tool to get at the truth. People don't like it. They, you know, you hear bad things about it. But in reality, cross-examination is the best tool to get at the truth because when you ask questions that somebody isn't prepared for, they slip up if they're lying. If they're telling the truth, their story stays the same.
I have to take a short break, Michelle, if you don't mind, and we'll be right
sure.
back on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk. She's a spokesperson. Michelle Owens is the attorney and spokesperson for Stop Abusive and Violent Environments called SAVE. We'll be right back.
Catherine, we'll be right back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk on W4CY.
iMarketing.com provides easily editable websites to small business owners. And if they don't want to make the changes to the site themselves, they can simply email their changes to iMarketing.com and they'll take care of it at no additional cost. Websites cost only $795, and hosting, which includes all maintenance of the website, is only $39.95 a month. iMarketing.com is also a Google certified partner, which means you'll get your website listed on over 1,000 search engines across the internet very quickly. iMarketing.com works with Google daily to create campaigns and to optimize them. Let iMarketing.com help you get your share of the web by calling 513-942-7869, or you can email iMarketing.com at sales@imktg.com today.
One of the best Texas barbecue sauces and rubs ever is coming to Cincinnati. You'll love Skip Kenny's sweet barbecue sauce, or for a little more zing in your barbecue, try the Skip Kenny's spicy barbecue sauce. And they have a special blended barbecue sauce with secret ingredients. It's a one-of-a-kind Texas barbecue sauce with a unique blend of sweetness and spice, and of course, a Texas-sized punch. And you'll definitely want to try the Skip Kenny Texas barbecue rub. Skip Kenny Barbecue Texas Barbecue Rub is a perfect blend of spices for all-purpose use with everything from brisket, steak, pork, ribs, seafood, vegetables, and anything else you'd like to add that extra barbecue flavor to. You can enjoy this one-of-a-kind Texas barbecue sauce at your next gathering with friends by the barbecue pit. So if you want the best barbecue sauce around, go to SkipKenny.com and add the taste of Texas to your next barbecue. That's SkipKenny.com.
Skip Kenny Barbecue Sauce is also available at Jungle Gyms in Fairfield and in Eastgate.
Hi, this is Catherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. Our expert, Dr. James Butler, is the original smile artist. As one of the most recognized implant and mini implant specialists in Ohio, Dr. Butler at Innovative Dental Implants, or IDI, has perfected the art of dental implants while keeping the price affordable. If you're one of the thousands who need an implant for any reason, Dr. Butler can provide just what you need. He's been on many extreme makeover programs, and he's an expert on Let's Just Talk. When looking for an affordable implant at a fair price, call IDI at 614-529-0062 or visit us at IDISmile.com.
We're back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker on WOCY.
We are back with Michelle Owens, attorney and spokesperson for Stop Abusive and Violent Environments SAVE. And let me ask you, what do you think of a new organization called What About Us? Or I can't even remember what they came up with, but they're thinking about it in Atlanta because of not just what Pastor Seven went through, but college students as well. I mean, their SAVE helps. Tell me what SAVE's all about.
Okay, SAVE is SAVE, Stop Abusive and Violent Environments, .org, SAVEservices.org. It's an organization that is not political. It doesn't align with either side, but it investigates and does research and provides information and educational tools on sexual assault, domestic violence, the lowdown on the law, what your rights really are, and support groups that you can be a part of or assistance that you may need. You know, because if you're charged with sexual assault or charged under Title IX on a college or university, you probably have never had any, you know, dealing with the law in that respect. And so you don't know where to get answers. And the school or the police, they're not on your side if you're the accused. They are against you. And that's one thing everybody needs to hear loudly. They are not your friend. It's like if you're in a work situation, HR is not your friend. They're on the side of the company. So it's the same thing with the police and the universities. And SAVE tries to fill that gap and educate people, give them resources, kind of be their go-to spot for information that you may need to defend yourself or to defend a loved one in that situation.
Question. The question is, when somebody puts this stuff on social media, how, if you're exonerated, do you get them to say something on social media and take it down?
You know, that's a really hard thing. And that has been a situation that I've dealt with a lot in my practice. Uh-huh. The only way that's really effective uh-huh. is to have a court order declaring, you know, a gag or declaring that there's a confidentiality clause that prohibits discussion. Because then, if you have an agreement like that or a court order, then at the very least it's a breach of contract if you violate it. At the most, it's contempt of court. So that's the best way, is to have a legal document that, you know, and it can be a private document between two parties. If it's a contract, you can sue for breach of contract. But getting people to take things down absent some kind of court involvement or a legal arrangement is almost impossible because you can't control what people say. We have freedom of speech. So you can sue for defamation, and that's what I encourage a lot of people to do, but you have to sue pretty quickly because you only have a year if it's posted, 6 months if it's verbal. You know, if we're talking about social media, you have a year, but, you know, lawsuits are expensive, and it's not cheap, and it's not easy to win a defamation suit. You have to prove a lot. You have to prove that you prove in most states that you were actually damaged, and it can't be, like in Tennessee, it has to be money damages that you suffer. It can't be, you know, your reputation, but you didn't lose any money because of it. It has to be your reputation and it caused you money loss. So it's really hard to prove. And that is what you've hit on is the thing that needs to change. We need to address that in some manner because it destroys people's reputations and their careers.
Well, it almost destroyed his ministry. Thank God he had team members that are all volunteers, because the whole thing is free.
And yeah, and you know, the other thing that goes along with that is the emotional side of it that affects people who are accused and accused mm-hmm. falsely. I think if you're accused of something and you did it, you at least understand it, and you kind of go, okay, it sucks, and I hate it, and I'm really mad, but you know you kind of deserve it. But if you're falsely accused, the sense of outrage just overtakes you, and most of my clients, the first thing I do is refer them to a social worker, a psychologist, a counselor of some sort, because they get depressed, and then some of them get suicidal. Feeling like the world is against you when you're 19 years old and you have literally no one to turn to is a devastating feeling.
Right.
You know, this pastor at least had the experience of life, and he had been through bad times before, so he had some skills to deal with it. When you're 19, you have almost no skills to deal with difficult things. And when you're put in that situation, suicide seems like a good option. And that's a scary thing, too, and it needs to stop. You know, there was a kid at University of Texas at Arlington that did kill himself over one of these accusations, and I doubt he's the only one.
No, and that's the sad part of this whole situation is he went, and the pastor did go through depression, by the way, and it caused him to have heart failure and a lot, and gained 60 pounds,
yeah.
And he had been really, and we can talk another time about this, but seriously, it does start in university or in high school where kids falsely accuse, and they put stuff up that's so sick. The thing that bothers me about social media is that we've let it go run amok. And I think that the giants that own social media have a responsibility to change things. And
well, somebody needs to, because it's a problem. You're right. I mean, and people can edit documents, edit pictures, edit text messages, and make it say anything you want it to say. And everyone needs to know that. You need to understand that people can edit things like a pro. My 14-year-old daughter can do it. I mean, it's crazy.
I know. And the sad part is that, you know, they've been in front of Congress. They have been in front of whatever. But, you know, they're multi-millionaires, billionaires, some of them. And they can ruin by false information that they put out there, right? They can ruin
yeah.
people's lives. Do they care?
No. No one cares.
No one cares. I mean, we need to get back to some principles in our lives, especially. I mean, if anybody ever watched Judge Kavanaugh go through what he went through, I mean, and then they got angry that he got upset. I mean, I was like, go for it, buddy. I was cheering. I was thinking to myself, how could you put somebody? And you know what? What I think really saved him in so many people's eyes was that he kept a journal. And thanks to his father, he
yeah.
journalized everything. I mean, what his little girls had to go through was awful.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And his mother. I mean, but his wife and everybody else around him, I hope someday I get to meet him. I mean that seriously. I just can't believe what they did to him and to others. And thank God for your organization. I mean, you really, thank you for your service of what you do as an attorney. I mean that.
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, it's kind of become my calling at this point. And there are several other attorneys. There's not a lot of us that do it, but there are a handful across the United States that do this. And we're all passionate about it because we see what happens. We see the devastation and the toll it takes on people.
And Michelle, I'm going to introduce you to Pastor Seven, if you don't mind. We actually
yeah.
did the television show. They're writing there was a book called "The Lost, the Least, and the Lost, the Least, and the Last." Right? That was written. It was a fictional thing by the co-author that helped write my book with me, and that's Lawrence Allen. And actually, we went down and spent a week, 2 days, with Pastor Seven and all of the people in Atlanta. Under the bridges for the homeless and all the people he takes care of. And actually, the television show hopefully is going to be out in 5-series form. And we'll really talk about that. We do talk about this, which I think is unbelievable.
Well, I would love to know when it airs because I would love to see it and I would love to meet him.
Oh, I can't wait to introduce you to him. I have your telephone number, and after the show, if I can call you Monday or Tuesday, I'd love to do that.
That would be awesome. Yeah, I'd love that.
And do I call you at that same number that I've been given?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, the same number. And I'll be back, you know, at home and through with the holidays.
All right. I can't thank you enough for joining us today on our show. You are such an advocate, and I am so thrilled that your publicist, C.J. Wheeler, called me and said, you need to do this show. Couldn't have come at a better time for me.
Yeah, it does sound like it fit right in with what you're doing. So
absolutely.
Thank you for having me. I love to talk about this and try to educate people and let them know what's really going on.
Right.
So thank you for having me.
And I want to have you on again. So next month, if you'll come back on again,
absolutely.
I would love to do it again. Thank you so very much. Have a wonderful holiday season. And where can people go to get more information about your organization and what you do?
Okay, they can go to saveservices.org, and then they can go to Instagram at Attorney Michelle Owens. And I try to post, that seems to be the best way to get through to people now, just updated information and news articles. So Attorney Michelle Owens.
Attorney Michelle
Owens.
Owens, and you're right down the road from me, so you're not very far. I'd love to do a TV show with you, absolutely.
Yeah, anytime.
All right, girl. You're in Nashville, correct?
That's correct, yes.
I'm in Cincinnati, so we can do this
not
easily.
Far.
Not
yeah,
far at all. Thank you so very much for joining us today on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk. We'll see you next week on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk.
You've been listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker, sponsored by A Private Place, Air Power Foundation, The Back Well, Dan Perkins, author and commentator, Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Don Greco, author, IDI Dentistry, Dr. James Butler, I Hear Medical, I Marketing, Web Design and Web Hosting, Next Stage, Pucker Urban Farm Products, a nutritional division of Integrated Healthcare Solutions, Skip Kenny Barbecue Sauce and Rub, Ultimate Air Shuttle, and Vital Veterans in Defense of Liberty.org on W4CY.